A very happy and a blessed new year, my fellow Americans. So now, God has allowed us to live and conclude yet another year of this wonderful life. We are here at this year-end to celebrate all that happened in the dynamic year 2013, to ponder all things and understand our particular journey, and to give thanks to God Almighty, for the many blessings we have enjoyed as a result of His generosity. Although we should be doing it all year long, now is the appointed time to think and to evaluate and to resolve. To resolve to be different and better in the great year 2014. For us, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, we give honor, thanks, and praise for the blessings we have enjoyed, no matter our problems, as we review and consider the challenges and opportunities of this great year. It has been our privilege as a company and our honor to serve God and country. And may all of us resolve to learn the lessons of 2013 so that we can make the incredible year 2014 even more dynamic and productive. Here then our suggestions for resolutions 2014. First, a witness. May we the people of faith be ever more diligent in our witness, in both word and deed. All things religious, and in many ways especially Christianity in America, are under attack. They're disrespected and denigrated. There is so much hostility between the Christian and the secular. The battle rages, whether spiritual beliefs or with constitutional issues. There is every attempt to silence such witness, especially in the public square, no matter the rights of the First Amendment of our great Constitution. In the face of that oppression, we are called to be more than ever salt and light to this world, championing our faith, standing tall for all of our beliefs, and making certain the love of Jesus Christ as Christians is heard anew everywhere, especially in our own country. Go ye into every corner of America, standing tall for what you believe, and spread salt and light everywhere. Proudly and aggressively exercise your constitutional right to the free exercise of religion, granted by the First Amendment. Stand up against all things anti-Christian and all things anti-Semitic, and in fact, all things against any religion. Whether in Israel or the world over, the Jews once again are under attack, and no Christian should allow that to happen. All people of faith, no matter the differences, must stand together and resist, aggressively resist, so much that now exists anti-religious in America. That is especially so with the Obama administration, which many think is the most openly hostile administration and president with respect to religion and faith in the history of America. Reclaim the high ground, my fellow Americans, and champion your faith and your right to believe, and as importantly, the right to practice in religious ways what you believe. Truth and morality. We live in the world of a lie, where there is little truth or only some, and not the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We live in a world of spin and things politically correct. Relativism abounds. Ethics or not occur according to the situation. Virtually anything goes. There is constant attack on the morality of all things Judeo-Christian. God, and of course Jesus the Christ, are excised from the public square. Immorality abounds. The lie pervades Washington. Greed and immorality infest Wall Street. The Christian church has its own share of scandal, abuse, and compromise which cannot be tolerated. No matter the problems, my fellow Americans, stand tall for truth and for right and for all things moral. The world and our country desperately need the leadership and example of people of the truth, moral people, and people forthright, men and women who are straight, predictable of character, and that so at every level of life, and especially yours. No matter who you are or what you do, stand tall, my fellow American, for truth and morality and love. More than ever, what this world needs is love, not in a mere popular sense, but in a deeply spiritual way. For Christians, the love of Christ should abound now more than ever. Indeed, as we fight the fight of faith, we should at the same time make certain that we love the Lord our God with all our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. And that will allow us to know how to fight the fight of faith and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Perhaps anyone we meet or with whom we come in contact can be considered our neighbor, and even our enemies who can be converted by the power of love, so says the Scripture. No matter the problems or difficulties, we should love that neighbor. Hatred, awful hatred, abounds in this world. So much is aggressive and confrontational and angry. How powerful real love is in all of that. To love an enemy while fighting the fight of faith is a marvelous spiritual accomplishment. May you be empowered more than ever in the year 2014 by the love of Christ, which energizes, constrains, directs, and saves. That is what the world needs now more than ever. And study, study, work intellectually. Study more than ever, my fellow Americans, to show yourself approved unto God. Men and women not ashamed of the power of the gospel, rightly understanding the meaning of the scriptures and the word of God. That is profitable and that is necessary. The power and understanding of scripture must be deep in our hearts, structure our minds, and direct our thinking. The more we study, the better we are. No matter how many times a passage may be read, the Spirit of the living God will provide deeper, richer, better, and different insight into truth. Resolve to study, to show yourself approved unto God now more than ever. And my fellow Americans, study the Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence, and the marvelous Constitution document, and the even more exciting and powerful Bill of Rights. Read them and know your rights. Know them so that those who would can never, ever erode or take away those precious rights from you. A far greater civic responsibility and involvement is required of all of us if we wish to maintain the America we love. And prayer. The power of prayer is unbelievable. Perhaps so many of us should pray more. We are admonished to pray without ceasing. That is, to be in a constant, powerful state of prayer. In touch, communicating with God Almighty at all times, all people, all men and women, all faiths. Prayer works wonders. Scripture admonishes that before prayer will be heard, we, the supplicants, should humble ourselves and then pray, and then seek the face, the wisdom, and the will of God Almighty, and most importantly, turn from our evil ways. And then divine, miraculous doors will be opened unto us. Resolve, fellow Christians, and all people of faith, to pray without ceasing in the great year 2014. We Americans sing so casually, God bless America. We mean it, we think. But for God to really bless America and us, our lives, we need to be a godly nation, holy before this Creator of the universe, humble in His presence and with our requests. Then, and only then, will the will of this our Lord be done. And for country, thank God for the United States of America and for the privilege to be a citizen. We are blessed by all of the people in all of history to live as we do, where we do, and how we do. You should, as I do, thank God for America every day with a New Year's resolution to protect and defend this great country and all it stands for with all of our might. And civic service. Do, my fellow Americans, do for America. Work to solve its problems. We the people enjoy incredible rights and privileges. They come, however, with duties to serve. Resolve more than ever to volunteer, to be active in civic affairs, the affairs of government. Do whatever you can, with time and talent, to solve the problems and grow the potential of this perhaps the greatest nation on earth and that ever was. America needs you and me at work, now more than ever. You have an unique ability to do something no one else can for your great country. You can be effective in the little things as well as the large. Do little things for America and watch the results. He or she that is faithful in little, little civic and patriotic things will eventually be faithful in much. Do something. And again, that great document, the Constitution of the United States. It is under attack, my fellow Americans. It is abused, interpreted away with ever-growing irrelevance. We are now in so many ways not a nation of laws. Criminal and immoral conduct is everywhere. We need men and women now who are resolved to stand tall, protect the fundamental legal and moral structure of our country, and do what is right with accountability, especially in Washington. Stand tall for all things American, my fellow citizens. It is your and my duty. So study this document. Study it. You can understand it. And as you do, take it to heart and take it to work. It is yours, formed and constructed for you. Demand that America return to the rule of law and resolve to cleanse Washington and your state and all local politicians who are all about power and privilege rather than persons, rather than you and me. Protect your way of life and vote them out. Governments grow. Governments control now more than ever. Governments regulate, and as they do, our freedoms decline. The rights of our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and their privileges and protections are eroded, and in some cases even eliminated. We have stood by and watched. We need to be more than ever watchmen on the walls, watching for the erosion of our freedoms and protecting those precious freedoms with all our might. The loss of freedom, real freedom, as Ronald Reagan said, is only a generation away. In many ways, this, our very own generation, is about the business of change, changing our way of life, modifying our great Constitution and its fundamental amendments, including the Bill of Rights. And we remain, in many ways, so unaware, or worst of all, uninvolved. Do something. Do anything. Resolved to protect and defend, my fellow Americans, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, or run the risk of losing them in the great year 2014. And the financial. We are a nation and a world spiraling out of control financially. Debt mounts by the billions daily. We spend without compunction, compulsively and carelessly. We care not for the future, but only the present. We battle budget deficits, and we are unwilling to be accountable, even as pork, earmarks, and special favors abound. We are oblivious to the promise that we will reap what we sow, and we surely will. There will come then, in the words of Dr. David Jeremiah, the inevitable financial Armageddon. And what a day of disaster that will be, looming on the horizon. And we seemingly care little for the words, "Owe no man nothing." Those words mean nothing. Rather, the more debt, the more present gratification and extension of that accountability into the future, the better. Anything we build or take on, any money we spend, we should consider the cost thereof. And we must now more than ever do the right thing financially. So even personally, my fellow Americans, perhaps we should resolve that we as a country and we as a people should cut spending, should cap our spending, and most importantly, live by our budget and balance our budget. Live within our means. For America, it will be the end of our country if we do not. And elections 2014. Resolve, my fellow Americans, to elect the right leaders in this critical year 2014. Find out from the political parties who are the prime candidates and how they will be nominated, and you get involved. We must elect men and women at all levels, including and especially Washington, D.C., and the state, and your county, and your municipality, men and women who will protect and defend our country and the Constitution. The federal senators we elect will serve to extend the power of the Democrats in Congress on the one hand, or change the composition and the thinking of the Senate on the other, should Republicans be elected in the majority. Think carefully about that possibility and work as you are led to do whatever you can to get the right person elected. Men and women who will be constitutional at heart, concerned that we live as a nation by laws, with equal protection and accountability for all. Men and women who will be financially responsible, who will make us live within our means for our country and for ourselves. It will be the end of America and us if we do not. We must have balanced budgets, spend within our means, and currently without incurring any further additional debt for our children and our grandchildren. We have mortgaged their future in an unconscionable way. It has got to stop. And elections 2014. So then, my fellow Americans, we will elect our leaders, Senate, and House, among others. We should now watch them and hold them accountable as they run for re-election, accountable for their promises made in 2012 or before, and determine whether or not they did, in fact, live up to those promises and our best interests. And at the same time, as we criticize, we should pray for them. Pray that God will grant them wisdom and strong, rational thinking as they make decisions for you and me. We should pray that these men and women will be constitutional at heart, concerned that we live as a nation by laws and under laws, with equal protection and accountability for all. No favoritism, no prejudice. We should pray that these who are elected and have the privilege of governing will be men and women with a strong sense of duty to serve America, who will preserve, protect, and defend our liberties and our right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. We should elect men and women who are our spokespersons, concerned with what we the people think, constantly referring, a referendum if you will, referring to us so that they can know exactly what we the people in the majority want for our country. We should elect men and women who are leaders with strong work ethic and a deep sense of honor. They should be proud to be Americans and proud of our country and all that it stands for. They should lead us in the paths of righteousness and the right, which is their constitutional duty. We should elect men and women who will lead by constraining government, limiting its growth and influence, preserving opportunity and the right to pursue the American dream for all, as the Constitution and our founding fathers would so have. So then, my fellow Americans, there may never be a more challenging year in our entire history than this great year 2014. May you be aware, involved, energized, committed, and resolved now more than ever to do as much as you possibly can for God and country. We, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, wish each of you a most happy, blessed, and prosperous 2014.